It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler, as always, with my co-host Jeff. And today we are on the conversation of being a hero. Now, in the Christmas season, obviously, you know, as a little kid, I can remember thinking of, Santa Claus kind of being a hero, somebody who travels around the entire globe, you know, in 24 hours, dropping off presents to every boy and girl. And obviously, when you, grow up, you realize that was more of an idea than it was a person. But I still think there could maybe be a little hero in all of us in some way, maybe playing Santa. Jeff?
Melanie's been on Instagram, and that algorithm, that AI is amazing, what it can do, and anticipating what you want or what they want you to see, however you want to look at that. But it's provided some amazing content, to which I said to Melanie, I want you to send me every amazing illustrative point like you just got right there. So if you could find that video, that'd be awesome. And I'm going to do a sermon. I'm going to bunch them all together for New Year's.
All right.
And I'm just going to, I'm not going to play those for a sermon. I'm going to retell them. I'm going to reteach them.
Like, what do you mean?
From a biblical standpoint. And the whole point
is, like, each of these inspiring little stories.
I'm just like coming. That. I'm coming like with it's like a baggie full of candy.
Got it.
You know, right. Nuggets. And I'm just everyone. In other words, everyone will leave with something that Sunday.
Got it.
If that makes sense. Because it was like, I was like, there were so many. I was like, these are all so good. These each of these, they would preach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to lump them all together for 30 minutes, man. I'm just going to, and everyone's going to be like, whoa. And your mind will be blown because they'll be the best of the best.
But see, what's crazy too is that you could have all that content out there and have several people who have no idea something like that even exists because it doesn't hit their algorithm.
That's why I can't. You mean that content exists or that platform exists?
I mean, both.
Okay, yeah. Both. That's why I'm not going to play the actual video. I'll tell you what, there was one that I debated whether I'd show it Sunday. And I'm sitting there watching. Okay, so I'm doing my own thing next to Melanie. We're sick, you know, for a week. And I'm sitting there and she's scrolling and I'm listening to a podcast and I'm working on my sermon.
I'm trying to think about how I can get away with playing the man flute card for longer than 3 days.
The man clute.
Yeah.
If you're going to pick on me, man, get your facts straight.
I was working on it.
But I don't know what it was about the video, but I know what it said, be a hero. And that's what got me. The young man, what's his name in the news right now that just got found?
Oh, Daniel Penny.
Penny. He was found innocent. And or not guilty, not innocent, not guilty, right? That's the true term.
I was going to say, you're supposed to be presumed innocent.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. there were people saying that if he is pronounced guilty, that what this will do is have a chilling effect, and it's going to remove any incentive for any person to ever step up to the plate when people are in danger for fear that they too would be prosecuted for helping somebody.
Well, right, because these cases set precedent. I mean, if you look at why now is our president on the way out the door making all of these pardons? The same thing you just said, because they set the precedent through what they've just done over the past 4 years. They've set the precedent to basically weaponize the justice system and to go after your political opponents,
right,
if you see fit. And now, I'm not saying this side that's coming in is going to do that, but this side going out knows they've opened the door for that to be acceptable. The courts have basically deemed it allowable. So they're going to pardon themselves from that the ability for that to happen to them.
You're saying they're afraid that the Trump administration is going to do what they did.
Well, yeah. They're going to say what's good for the gander is good for the goose, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying
that's just
they are going to cover their bases on the way out the door so that that doesn't happen to them.
They're thinking, I would do that to Trump, so I already have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
they've already shown their hand.
That's how you, in theory of being a criminal operator, that's how you would stay a step ahead. You're going to commit the crime and cover your base.
But in Biden's defense, we all know that Hunter was innocent. He's a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, and I genuinely though, in his defense, I do see, and I think this is more of the emotional argument that's being made. I don't believe it, but I see how people connect with it. Anybody in that position who had the opportunity to pardon their son is probably feeling the weight of doing that, right? If they could.
I think that's a fair statement.
But I also want to say this. I want to add context to it. He is really feeling the weight of doing it because he's implicated in what happened.
The sins of his son.
Yes. I think you maybe don't have the sins of his son in this context if you didn't have the sins of the father creating the sins for the son to have the opportunity.
Well, they were sinning together in some of these. Anyway, that's not the podcast.
Right. Well, and I mean, Hunter's not going to be... He's not going to have simply the opportunity to sin at all in this regard if not for his dad's buying off his access.
Hunter the hero. What got me was this video Melanie was watching on Instagram, and it said, be a hero. And I was laughing to myself going, yeah, that, like, anyone's going to be a hero today if this guy's pronounced guilty. And of course, now he's found not guilty, right? Mm-hmm. Now he's got to face all the civil lawsuits, which they're promising are coming. They're not done threatening him. In fact, I heard a love group. They call them a love group, you know, because they're actually the opposite. A love group is promising that they're going to bless everyone this Christmas with a riot. Anyway, did you read the article that I sent you?
Yeah. I think that group kind of, it's lost its thunder, man. I don't think people aren't going with that anymore. America just rejected all of that idea here about a month ago.
Yeah, but they still have a party. Don't they?
Man, I mean, yes.
You can't say that.
Yes, they do. But man, I'm telling you,
the Democrat Party got canceled.
But each time
they just got stuffed.
I think it's closer to canceled than you think.
The irony was they were stuffing the box and they still got stuffed. But anyway,
I really, really think people are over this idea of. Everybody could put themselves, especially if you live in a big city, I'd have to imagine. Hey, that could have been me on the subway. I ride the subway every day because you're not going to get anywhere if you don't, right? And that could have easily been me getting threatened on the subway. And what would I want somebody to do? The answer is obvious. You would want somebody to do what Daniel Penny did.
Risk going to prison, right?
That doesn't mean it's not a tragedy that this other young man lost his life because he was clearly suffering from some mental illness, crying out for help that he wasn't receiving. All of those things can still be true and not make Daniel Penny a criminal at the same time.
The young man that was threatening.
He was over top of a mother in her stroller with her baby.
This should be a hands down no brainer. He's innocent.
This should have never even been a court case.
He should have gotten a medal.
Yes.
Not a medal in front of his face in the form of bars. That's ridiculous. Anyway, so be a hero. And I got all choked up because all this is welling up inside of me. And it had these clips, and there was just the strangest man walking down a road. And this child, I don't know what country this is. It's not America. They're riding down this patio area, main walkway. I don't know. It looked like Italy to me for some reason. Going down this long patio cobblestone. And this kid's on a bike. No training wheels. Kid's 3 or 4 years old. Lost control, couldn't stop. And this stranger runs out and snatches this kid before he terminates and crashes. It's unbelievable. It's like, wow. Would you do that for somebody, like some stranger's kid? I would think you would. I would hope you would. But we're in a weird place today. People are afraid to be a hero.
Yeah. I think people have been afraid, but I also, you know, people maybe have been afraid. But I think at the same time, you could make the argument that's changing.
I hope so. Because it's like there was a time when you weren't afraid to give somebody a hug, or you weren't afraid to, you know, put your hand on the shoulder and say, hey, man, I'm praying for you. Now it's like you wouldn't dare say that's offensive.
I would say you actually could draw it to this root issue is I think for a long time, men have been silent and passive. And I think that's what's changing is that men as a majority are no longer willing to just sit back and be silent. They're reclaiming their masculinity and manhood, which is an awesome thing. And as a result, we're seeing the changes of these are the people who should be the heroes, right? I mean, if there's a, do you think a woman's going to step in front of this man on the subway?
No.
Nine times out of 10, the answer to that is no. But a woman shouldn't have to do that.
Right, right.
That's not what a woman should be doing.
Well, we're talking about roles now. That's not PC.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Because I think any woman would probably agree with, like, I don't want to try to fight a man who says they're going to kill people.
Back to this Instagram. So it changes and it goes to another scene and it goes to a bus people riding a public transport bus and an elevator, both public transit, if you will. And in both situations, a female was being touched or looked at inappropriately by a male and felt threatened. And a guy stood up and said, no. Again, be a hero. But the last one where I lost it. I couldn't even talk. I started bawling my eyes out. Again, based upon the ethnicity of the people, it didn't look like America, especially the last one. It was a flooded street, and this guy's pulling up on a motorcycle, a three-wheel motorcycle, like, you know, two wheels in the back, one in the front. And that's not too uncommon. You see those here in America. But he's riding through about 8 inches of water in the street. This guy's in a wheelchair coming from the street trying to get up on the sidewalk, and there's a little curb. And when he tries to go up on it, the wheelchair tips back and he falls backwards into the water.
Ooh.
This guy's paralyzed from the waist down.
Right, so he's not going to be able to get out of the water.
And this guy jumps off his bike. He himself only has one leg.
That's awesome. And sits
there's all these other people around. He's the guy that comes to the rescue. He's the hero. The one guy you'd say, you get a pass. He hops over on one leg, collapses in the water and raises the guy up, helps him get in his wheelchair, sitting down in the bottom of the water, you know, half in the water, half out.
I think the crazy part is because how did you get to see this video in the first place?
It was
most people's natural reaction today is, I'm going to grab my cell phone.
Right.
I'm going to record
it. And they filmed it. They were just filming the street and they got it. Like, you didn't know it was going to happen. They were just filming the street because of all, it's probably a news clip. And they were just filming the street talking about the flooding. But yeah, but the whole point was there were other people around, but it was a handicapped guy who, again, you would have given a pass. Doing good. And it was like, man, and I just got so choked up, man. In fact, I watched it just before I walked in today because I was trying to find it again. And I was like, man, that's powerful. And to me, it's, I think about the season that we're in and I think about all the people around us in need. I think about the commercials I see on TV that are, be it from those who are saying we're going to give another how much millions or billions to the war effort and whoever else.
And we got people in the Carolinas still living in tents.
Unbelievable, man. And I get that there are some people who are homeless because of their own bad choices. I get it. And I think it was Trump saying that they're going to get people care. They're going to get them, whether it's mental illness, whether it's drug addiction.
Yeah, it's great. Like, true, if we're getting true and genuine rehab, it would be... Nobody wants to live their life sleeping on the street in the bitter cold, man.
If you do, something's wrong.
Right.
That's not normal.
No.
It's not healthy.
Nope. Anyone in a proper state of mind is going to say, yeah, I don't want to do that.
I had a thought and I thought, you know, what if we take a break for December and ask our folks on the podcast who are listening to give a challenge and say, hey, look, do something for somebody who can't pay you back. Do something for somebody in need, and it's not possible. All they can give you is a thank you, and share. We're not trying to tout and espouse and say how amazing we are. Share it on our Facebook, Blindly Obvious, so we can share some of those stories. We'll leave your name off, so you know God gets the credit. But make a wave, man. Make a difference. Go do something. Be a hero.
Wouldn't this be in the Christmas season? I mean, wouldn't you kind of, or couldn't you make the argument that the fictitious idea of Santa Claus really came from that exact principle? Basically, give something to someone that you aren't expecting a gift in return, and someone doesn't even necessarily even need to know that it came from you, that you just did good. Isn't that the magic of doing good, of gift giving?
Yeah, I guess.
Now, I understand that idea at this point has been driven into consumerism.
I'm trying to work through it all. I guess if you think of it the way you're talking about it, the fictitious character of Santa Claus,
yeah.
You don't wrap a present for him under the tree, right? He's the only one giving gifts to you and that as a child. I never gave Santa a gift.
That's my point, right?
At best, I gave him a cookie.
It's always ultimately a loved one who's playing that role.
Right.
who never needed the credit because they are satisfied seeing the joy that they've brought to you. Isn't that kind of the whole idea of gift giving?
I guess so. I mean,
we just got to acknowledge that many of the pagan ideas have kind of been swept into Christian holidays, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, though, where we get caught up as Christians is you go to the other extreme of I couldn't even dare mention Santa Claus because it's evil. When I don't necessarily believe it's evil as much as it is put it in its proper place. It doesn't go above God, but it also doesn't mean it's evil, right? I mean, you can use it as a good purpose to teach it a real idea. What's your thought on that?
That Santa's not evil?
That the idea of, I mean, Santa's not real.
Right.
So the idea of Santa, I think there was a character.
Well, I think Saint Nicholas.
Saint Nicholas is the basis of the idea, but still an idea, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I don't believe the idea to be evil as much as.
But I guess the whole point is that I can think of people who, in my view, well, we're all if you're a believer, you're a saint. So let's just go ahead and say that real quick. But but second. There were amazing people in my past, in my life, who gave, who weren't family, and did amazing things. They saw the need of myself and my siblings, mm-hmm. and as we were going through a divorce, and just showered us with gifts and love. Mm-hmm. And I know the profound impact that had on my life. And in other words, and what you're saying is
that shouldn't we all Santa Claus for you?
Exactly. Shouldn't we all be playing that role?
And that's what I'm saying. That idea isn't evil. Now, could it be used for evil and nefarious intent? Sure. But it's just an idea. It's what you, in my opinion, it's what you make of it.
Yeah. I think it'd be a neat challenge for our folks. Hey, be Santa.
Exactly.
Go do something. And seriously, share it on our Facebook so that we can... you could even say, hey, I know a person who.
Sure. And I think through the idea of, hey, I'm going to play Santa, you're going to feel the, and maybe you already do this, the gratification of bringing joy to someone else. And that's God. Like, that's love right there. That's what God is, right? So I'm not saying, obviously, to him doesn't go the glory and the credit. I'm saying that I think we as Christians, this is only about this and when we could reach so many more people under the umbrella of, that's why I think many of these holidays came into Christianity to begin with. I think they thought the same thing. Hey, we could reach these people by using their ideas for good.
There's a few passages that pop into my mind that God has prepared good works for us to do in advance. He made these things for us to do, and that worship is not just a song that we sing, but an action that we take. And it's so much more than how we spend an hour on Sunday. Maybe we got to help ourselves redefine what worship is. Worship is actually loving God and loving others. Not worshiping, you're not worshiping people. You're loving and worshiping God by exactly. loving others. Yeah, and there's God gets glory in that. It's kind of like this: as a father, you're honored by the way your kids, when they do it right, treat each other.
Well, yeah, or right? just people in general.
Yeah, when they're nice to each other, and it makes you happy, doesn't it? Like, look up, that's my kids, you know, that they're so good. Oh, gotta beat them today.
That's right. Spot on there, man.
No, seriously, a challenge. If you would, don't just do the good deed, share it. Let us not brag on what you did, but let us have some story to share of a life that was, or lives that were touched.
And please, don't think it's got to be, well, I bought somebody X, Y, and Z. It does not have to be monetary value.
Not at all. You know what? I sat down and talked to a homeless person for 20 minutes. I gave somebody a ride that I normally wouldn't.
Sure.
You know, whatever it is. But just some kind gesture where you loved on somebody and made all the difference.
Mm. As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com. where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. Peace, love, and God bless. And remember, the eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.